Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parsha Sav, that is Perek Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And now we're going to be going back to the inauguration of the Mishkan. We've already discussed it and learned about it extensively. And over here, we're actually going to be learning about Moshe doing the actual Avaida of Hakamas HaMishkan, inaugurating the Mishkan. Rashi is going to tell us over here, Ein Ma'oktim Ocher B'Taira. There is no set order to the Taira. So even though we've learned about it previously, we're going to continue learning about it over here. The Pasuk tells us, Vayidaber Shalom Moshe Lema. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kachas Aaron Vezban of Itai, take Aaron and his sons with him, Ves Habagadim, and the garments, Ves Shemen HaMishcha, and the anointment oil, Ves Parachatos, and the bowl which is meant to be used for the Chatos, Ves Shnei Ha'elim, and the two rams, one of them was used for an Ayla, and one of them was used for a ram of inauguration, Ves Sal HaMatzos, and the basket of Matzos. Let's go take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Kachas Aaron, Parsha Zu Nemar Shivas Yom Kaidim HaKamas HaMishkan. This Parsha was actually said 7 days before the Kamas HaMishkan, She'en Mokhtim Mokhtim B'Tayra, but as we said, there's no set order to the Tayra. Kachas Aaron, take him. What does it mean, take him? It doesn't mean physically pick him up and drag him. Kachanu b'dvarim umashcheu. That means encourage him and speak to him with words so that he should come with you. Ves parachatos elo amurim be'in tzavas hamiluim bevaatet tzava. We've already spoken about this. Va'achshav v'neu b'yom rishon la'miluim. This is actually the first day of the miluim, first day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. Chazav v'zerzer b'shas ma'isa. Hashem once again encouraged Moshe Rabbeinu because he was about to actually do it b'payel. He was going to take him mikayach el payel and actually do this avayda of hakamas hamishkan. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel. Hashem continues telling Moshe, "Ve'is kol ha'edo hakel, and you shall gather the entire congregation al Pesach Oil Maid to the entrance of the Oil Maid." Ve'as Moshe, and Moshe did kasher tziva Hashem Moshe like Hashem commanded him. Vatikohel ha'edo al Pesach Oil Maid, and he gathered the congregation to the entrance of the Oil Maid. Ve'yomer Moshe al Eda, and Moshe told the congregation, "Zeha Dover, this is the matter asher tziva Hashem lases that Hashem commanded, saying." Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Hey, Zeha Dover, Dvarim she'tiru shani oisel lefnechem. That which you're going to see that I'm about to do in front of you, Sivani HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem commanded me to do them. Val Taimru, and don't say, L'chvaydi v'chvayd achi ani oisa. I'm doing it for my honor and for my brother's honor. And now Rashi just says, Kol ha'inyan hazeh, deparshas ha'miluim, perashti b'va'ata tetzaveh. Rashi tells us that he already explained everything that's happening over here, so don't expect an explanation over here. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. What actually happened? Vayakrav Moshe, and Moshe brought forth, as Aaron Vezbanav, Aaron and his sons, v'yirchatz oisam b'mayim, and he washed them in water, means he put them in the mikvah. And he starts with Aaron first. V'yitin olav ha'sahaku tainas, and he put the ketainas, the tunic on him, v'yachgar oisei ba'avnet, and he tied it with the belt, v'yalbei she'oisei ha'me'il, and then he put the me'il on it, v'yitin olav ha'so'efeid, he put the ephod on that, v'yachgar oisei, and he tied it b'cheshev ha'ephod, with the cheshev of the ephod, v'yafod loy bay, and he beautified him with it, v'yasem olav ha'cheshen, and he put the cheshen on it, v'yitin el ha'cheshen, as urim ha'satumim, he put the urim and tumim into the cheshen, v'yasem es ha'mitznefes al-roshe, he put the mitznefes, the hat on his head, v'yasem al mitznefes, al mulponov, and he put on the mitznefes, right in front of his face, meaning on his forehead, es tzitzazov nezar kodesh, the golden tzitz, which is a crown of holiness, kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. Ve'ikach Moshe es Shemen HaMishcha, Moshe took the anointment oil, ve'im shechas HaMishkan ves kol asher boy, and he anointed the Mishkan and everything that was in it, ve'ikadish oisam, and he sanctified them, ve'yazmi menu al mizbech shev pa'amim, and he sprinkled from it on the mizbech 7 times, ve'im shechas HaMizbech, and he anointed the mizbech ves kol kalev, and all of its vessels, ves ha'kiyar, ves kane, lakacham, and the kiyar and its base in order to sanctify them, ve'yitzek mi Shemen HaMishcha, and he poured from this Shemen HaMishcha al Rosh Aaron, on the head of Aaron, v'yimshach oisel katshoy, and he anointed him in order to make him holy. V'yakrav Moshe's b'nei Aaron, and Moshe brought the sons of Aaron close, v'yal b'shem kutanois, and he dressed them in their kutanois, v'yachgar oisem avnet, and he tied them with a belt, v'yach b'shel hem mikbais, and he tied their mikbais on their heads. This was their hat, kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, like Hashem commanded Moshe. So we've just concluded our first aliyah, learning about the actual inauguration, the actual avodah that Moshe Rabbeinu did for HaKamas HaMishkan. We're going to pick up tomorrow with the fifth aliyah in Parshas Tzav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.